Well, defense dominated as the Cardinal edged the gold team 10-6 in Iowa State's spring game on Saturday. The difference was Joel Lanning's 47-yard scoring strike to Dondre Daly in the fourth quarter. Lanning finished the game 11 of 19 for 161 yards.
You know, I thought his drives were really effective, took care of the football, and really kind of, I thought he's really progressed every day, and I really appreciate that about him. Joel's got great ability, and I think you saw some of that is his ability to throw the football down the field, his ability to throw the ball on the run. You know, obviously we didn't run him very much in terms of run game, but I thought he really managed today really well.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who likes where Lanning is heading into next season.
You know, I don't know if we as a team are, but I would say I leave here today feeling confident about our quarterback position, certainly confident about Joel Lanning.
Well, Campbell says Lanning's role as a leader will be crucial heading into next season.
I think he's got to feel really confident going into leaving 15 practices, knowing now what systematically to do. Now it's who are you going to bring with you? Who as the quarterback, what receivers, what offensive linemen, what are you going to do when nobody's watching? That'll be the signature moment for Joel Lanning, and I think, you know, he's got that opportunity, and I think he's got that empowerment. He's won football games. He's had a good spring. He's really trusted in. Now what are you going to do in terms of leading those around?
Campbell's debut as Iowa State's new head football coach will be on September 3rd when the Cyclones face off against Northern Iowa. In Major League Baseball action Sunday, Eric Fryer had three hits, including the go-ahead double with two outs in the eighth inning. That led the St. Louis Cardinals over the Cincinnati Reds 4-3 on Sunday. A backup to All-Star catcher Yadier Molina, Fryer got his first start this season and is 6-for-6 at the plate. Matt Carpenter and Jed Jerko hit solo homers for St. Louis. They've won three of their last four. 10 of the Cardinals' 21 homers this season were hit in the three-game series against the Reds, who have lost 5 out of 6. Kevin Segrist entered with a runner at second and two outs in the seventh, struck out Zach Cozart and pitched a 1-2-3 eighth, striking out two more. Trevor Rosenthal struck out the last two batters in a perfect ninth inning for his third save this year. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Miami in 10 innings, 6-5. It was Pittsburgh over Milwaukee, 9-3. Philadelphia in 10 innings, 3-2 over Washington. Colorado topping Chicago, 2-0. Arizona beat San Diego, 7-3. And the Dodgers over San Francisco, 3-1. Josh Reddick's sacrifice fly off Joakim Soria broke an eighth-inning tie and lifted the Oakland Athletics over the Kansas City Royals 3-2 yesterday. Soria relieved to start the eighth. Billy Burns tripled into the right field corner, and Reddick flied to center with one out. Reddick came across the plate standing up easily, beating Lorenzo Cain's throw. John Axford induced three consecutive groundouts in the eighth, and Ryan Madsen pitched a one-hit ninth inning for his fourth save in as many chances, retiring Raymond Fuentes on a game-ending line-out to first with a runner on second. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the Yankees over Seattle 4-3, Tampa Bay topping the Chicago White Sox 3-2, Toronto beat Boston 5-3, Houston downing Detroit 5-4, Minnesota in 12 innings, a 3-2 winner over the LA Angels. In interleague play, it was the Mets 6-0 over the Cleveland Indians. Well, plenty of high school sports over the weekend as well here locally. In the high school soccer on Saturday in boys' play, it was Sheraton over Nottoway Valley 2-0. Omaha Bryan beat Glenwood 4-1. Davenport North over Abraham Lincoln 3-0. Abe Lincoln also fell to Des Moines Roosevelt 3-0. Pella beat Abe Lincoln by a 2-1 final. In girls' soccer, it was Lewis Central over Lincoln North 5-1. In Saturday golf, Max Langenfeld of Harlan was a first-place winner at the Spencer Golf Tournament Saturday as he shot a 75, and that tied him with Andrew Lallier, Bishop Garrigan, and Alec Fuse of Webster City, who all shot 75s. Webster City won the tournament. They had a 312. Harlan placed fourth at 325. Dennison shot 367 on Saturday. At the Winterset Golf Tournament for girls, it was Creston winning the tournament. They shot 376, and Madison Hance of Creston shot an 89 as she was the individual champion. She was two strokes better than the second place finisher. Teammate Ashton Carter was third. She shot 91. Also Saturday it was Dallas Center Grimes finishing 23 shots back of Creston in the team competition in that meet. Also in high school track Saturday at the Sioux City Relays, Molly Dean was tapped as the girls' athlete of the meet, as she had a great performance up there as she broke the meet record in the 400-meter hurdles and was part of the meet record-setting shuttle hurdle relay team. Dean also was a winner in the Class B 100-meter hurdles, and she also went on to win the 4x200-meter relay as part of that winning relay team. Also, the Glenwood 4x400-meter 4x400 meter relay team finished third in Class B. Also on Saturday, Woodbine's Kirsten Matusik won the Class C 100 meter hurdles in that meet on Saturday. Well, the San Antonio Spurs have followed up their team record 67-win regular season with a lopsided victory in Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard scored 20 points and had four steals in less than 29 minutes as the Spurs ripped Memphis 106-74. Game 2 will be Tuesday in San Antonio. In Cleveland, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and LeBron James combined for 81 points, but the Cavaliers struggled in a 106-101 victory over Detroit. Irving finished with a game-high 31 points and hit a pair of crucial free throws that put Cleveland ahead by 8 late in the game. Love delivered 28 points, including back-to-back three-pointers in the fourth quarter to give the Cavaliers a four-point advantage. James chipped in 22 points and 11 assists for the top-seeded Cavs. Game 2 is Wednesday in Cleveland. Miami opened up its postseason schedule with a blowout win as Luol Deng scored 31 points on 11 of 13 shooting to lead the Heat's 123-91 pounding of Charlotte. The Heat never trailed and set a team record for points in a playoff game. Game 2 will be Wednesday night in Miami. The third blowout of the day occurred in Los Angeles as three Clippers had double-doubles in a 115-85 rout of Portland. Chris Paul had 28 points and 11 assists. Blake Griffin, 19 points and 12 rebounds. DeAndre Jordan had 18 points and 12 boards for the Clippers. They'll be back in their home court for Game 2 on Wednesday in the NBA playoffs. In the National Hockey League playoffs on Sunday, the St. Louis Blues took a 2-1 lead in their first-round series against the defending Stanley Cup champions as Brian Elliott turned back 44 shots, and the Blues scored twice in the third period to come from behind and beat the Blackhawks 3-2 in Chicago. Game 4 is Tuesday in Chicago. The surprising Nashville Predators have a 2-0 lead following another road win at Anaheim. Craig Smith scored the tie-breaking goal midway through the second period before Shea Weber added the eventual game winner 9.5 minutes later, highlighting the Predators' 3-2 win over the Pacific Division champs. The Predators will host Game 3 on Tuesday. The New York Islanders needed overtime to complete a nice comeback and take a 2-1 lead in their first-round matchup as Thomas Hickey blasted a shot past Roberto Luongo 12:31 into overtime to give the Isles a 4-3 triumph over Florida. The Panthers were up 3-1 until Shane Prince and Franz Nielsen scored in the second period. Game 4 is Tuesday in Brooklyn. Detroit has closed to within 2-1 in its opening round series as the Red Wings scored twice in the second period and allowed just 16 shots in a 2-0 victory over Tampa Bay. The game was scoreless until Andreas Anthousen and Henrik Zetterberg scored about 5 minutes apart late in the middle period. Game 4 will be on Tuesday night. In racing, Carl Edwards completed a dominating effort when he took off on the final restart to win the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. The pole sitter led 276 of the 500 laps on that half-mile track. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was second, followed by Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Trevor Bayne. Series defending champ and points leader Kyle Busch's quest for a third straight Sprint Cup win came to an end when he wrecked on the 259th lap of that race. In golf, South Africa's Brandon Grace had 5 birdies on the front side, posting a 5-under 66 to win the RBC Heritage Tournament. It was Grace's first win on the PGA Tour and his 11th worldwide. Grace finished 9-under par for a 2-shot win over Luke Donald and Russell Knox at Hilton Head, South Carolina. Woody Austin tied the Mitsubishi Electric Classic record with an 8-under 64, and he beat Wes Short Jr. with a par on the second hole of a sudden-death playoff on the Champions Tour. The 52-year-old Austin has 2 wins in the last 3 events on the Champions Tour. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.